The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimmerle from Spartanburg. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you, Senator. I got a simple question for you. Where's my check? I want my check.
Are you one of the guys that hasn't gotten it yet? Most people
All right.
are getting them already.
So here's the story, Senator. So I'm talking about this the other morning, which you know, because you text me some information as I was discussing the topic of, the whole conversation kind of started, I was referencing an article that told how other states around the country were distributing some leftover COVID funds. And so a lot of them are doing rebates and that type of thing. And so then we kind of got off on the tax refund that a lot of South Carolinians are receiving, up to $800. And I get a text from my buddy Mike Gallagher, who says, well, I got my South Carolina check for $800 this morning. Have you not received yours? So Mike, who lives in the Tampa, Florida area, has received his $800 check. Now, in fairness, Mike has to file a South Carolina tax return because he works here part of the time, but I haven't gotten mine and I live here.
No, there's something wrong about that. You should call your senator.
He's on the line right now. So
no, I know. That is interesting. The DOR, of course, handles the checks going out, the rebates. It's interesting that Gallagher got his first. I mean, maybe Mike's praying better. I don't know.
Maybe so.
but you certainly should get it, because obviously I know that, you know, productive guy like you is over there paying lots of taxes. So anybody that's paying in, a net payer in the state, is going to get a refund. And I believe the plan was to have everything out by, you know, certainly before Christmas. But you're talking an awful lot of checks. I mean, it's $1 billion rebate. So you take $1 billion, divide it by 800. That's a lot of checks. And
yeah,
obviously they're playing catch up, getting them out. But I believe the plan was to have everybody's check to them prior to the Christmas holiday. It started just before Thanksgiving and then supposed to run through mid-December. So the plan is to have all of those out before the fiscal year ends, so that it is rebated during this tax year. That's the plan, and I hope the DOR can stick to that.
All right. So talk with us about, where is this money coming from?
Well, it's not borrowed money. It's interesting. I've gotten some emails in my Columbia office. People say, well, why are you borrowing money to give us a rebate? So nobody's borrowing any money. I think people get confused and think we're Washington. And look, I'm not happy with everything Columbia does either. Don't get me wrong. But this state is far more fiscally responsible than most states in the country, really, certainly than California, New York, or Illinois, or anything like that. And infinitely more responsible than Washington. We actually have a balanced budget in South Carolina. And not only do we have a balanced budget, last year we ran a little over a $3 billion with a B dollar surplus, which is huge. I mean, most states, they don't have that kind of excess money to play with, right? I mean, I don't mean play with in a pejorative way, but most states are struggling to make the budget work because they have bloated bureaucracy, huge agencies, and massive pension liabilities. We do have some, we need to do a better job still in regulatory reform here. We do need to work on our pension plan and be sure that we improve the outlook long term. But if you compare us to most states, where we operate efficiently, and we ran a significant surplus. And so the money you're getting back is $1 billion of the $3 billion surplus. So it's just returning tax money to the folks. And then people will say, well, gosh, did you blow the other $2 billion? No. We actually put another $1 billion into tax cuts that are permanent. So this is $1 billion tax rebate and then about $1 billion tax cut. So it's just under $2 billion total in tax relief. And then we put another $400 or $500 million toward the road situation on top of the what billions we're spending already on roads, trying to improve that situation, and put more money in the rainy day fund. So as a state, we're in a really good fiscal place where we improve the coffers. We strengthen the savings account. We return money back to the people. So this check you're getting is not borrowed money. It's not printed money. It's not Biden bucks. This is
my money. It's your my money. That's right. you're just sending it back to me.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. It's like, you shouldn't be mad we're sending it to you. It's giving you some of your money back. It's yours.
Yes. So South Carolina, because, you know, I had a lot of people, and again, this came up in the discussion of a lot of states have been giving rebates to their residents, but it's leftover COVID money. It's from the American Rescue Plan, because they couldn't figure out how to spend it otherwise. You know, I find it interesting that the U.S. Congress, the Biden administration primarily, rushed through. They had to get this money out. It was like, what, $1.9 trillion or something. Had to get huge this money, money out, yeah, to save everybody. And now, over a year later, states and, you know, all levels of government are still trying to find ways to spend it.
No, that was always a boondoggle. Everybody knew that wasn't about saving the economy. It was about an attempt to buy votes and electoral success. It was always absurd. And this is why we're dealing with this inflation crisis now. You know, there's my economics professor in undergrad used to say he believed in the Tanstaffel principle, which is an acronym for there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. When you print trillions of dollars, as the federal government's done, you ultimately end up in a situation like this where everything's gone up, cost goes up, because inflation is a tax. So whenever the Biden administration and those folks in Washington talk about, we're not going to raise taxes on middle-class, middle-income earners, well, that's a lie. I mean, you may not raise the actual rate, but when everything from toilet paper to cornflakes and clothes at every store you go to is up by 25-30%, this Thanksgiving, dressing, of all things, was up 68%. Turkeys were up 30%. That's a tax. I mean, that's a tax on the folks, because when you get tax money two ways. Either you take it directly from people at the end of the year when they file their tax returns by raising rates, or you print the money and that effectively devalues the currency in people's pockets. It's still a tax. It's a tax either way. And what you've witnessed in the last 2 years is the largest tax increase on middle income earners in the history of this country, certainly in the last 40 years. We're in South Carolina. We're just trying to provide some relief to that. You know, Senator Peeler, chairman of the Finance Committee, he and I are great allies in this. He's a good friend, and we've worked very closely together since he became chairman of finance. This was his first budget. I thought that was a good sign that the first budget the new Finance Committee chairman ever passed was the biggest tax cut in history. And he and I worked closely together on that. And I believe that's the first of many to come. We've had ongoing conversations about additional structural changes, additional rebates and cuts. And my ultimate goal would be to get rid of the income tax in its entirety in this state and go to a sales tax kind of like Florida. That's not going to happen in the next year or two, but it could happen in the next 5 years. Yeah. And that would be my goal. So we're just trying to offset the pain inflicted by Washington by being responsible here in South Carolina.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Senator Josh Kimbrell from Spartanburg, back to the to the waste and the COVID funds. There's a great editorial in the New York Post yesterday written by James Bovard, and he gives some examples of the fraud, and an example of that, and this is typical Washington for you, Senator. The feds gave 342 people PPP loans who, in the name section of the application, just put NA in there. They didn't even put a name, and 342 of those applications were approved for PPP loans. That's our federal government at work for us.
No, that's absurd. I mean, the Paycheck Protection Program, honestly, was, if the government was going to shut you down, I didn't think that was the bad. I think the spending money, the trillions of dollars in stimulus, that was absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's absurd that we had to have PPP, because we should never shut down the country anyway. But if they were going to shut down the country, they had no choice under the takings clause of the Constitution than to provide a way to restore that, which is what PPP was. And I didn't oppose it, because I knew businesses wouldn't survive if we didn't do something like that, if Washington didn't do that. But they should have ended the emergency a lot earlier. They really should have never shut down the economy in the first place. We wouldn't have had to do it. And then now, to find out how much waste, fraud, and abuse is insane. I mean, we've heard case after case, like what you just mentioned, where people set up fake entities, they made up companies out of thin air, took out millions of dollars in Paycheck Protection Programs for employees they didn't even have, and then just pocketed the money. So American taxpayers should be outraged, and we're trying, in South Carolina again, we're trying to offset some of the pain, but look, we can't offset it in its entirety. We got to change administration in D.C.
He also points out an instance of some Illinois cellmates who applied for PPP loans, and they were literally taking this money and paying their own bail with it.
Well, you can't deny them points for creativity, Joey, but that's pretty crazy.
All right, Senator, I'm going to let you go so you can go find my check.
Yes, sir. I'll go look for it. I'll get it to you.
All right, Senator Josh Kimbrough, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.